A new survey from the Rail, Tram and Bus Union in Tasmania found out 7 out of 10 drivers in the state threatened to quit because of abusive behavior, and 98% of drivers have been verbally abused. More than 60% of the participants also found out safety concerns and poor management from Metro Task, the company behind public transport. I asked Tasmanian Secretary of the Rail, Tram and Bus Union, Rick Dean, what motivated them to create the survey.
Been working towards bringing this issue to a head for a little while now. We began talking with Metro, mentioning to Metro a couple of years ago about our concerns, our members' concerns and our concerns surrounding increasing occurrences of antisocial behaviour and the fact that it was increasing in severity as well. So largely fell on deaf ears for most of that time, and there's been quite a substantial spike since possibly late November and December. There was actually some violence against two bus operators that were off duty at the time by some known troublemakers. So I thought, right, we need to conduct a survey just to see the depth and breadth of this issue.
So one of the interesting statistics about this survey is that 67% of operators believe Metro doesn't take safety seriously. I mean, that's a massive percentage. What issues are happening regarding safety?
Yes, there were a number of statistics that surprised us. We had a healthy response to the survey. One of their biggest problems is they are largely overseen by a government department called down here, the Department of State Growth, and then that's also influenced by the Minister's Office. So it's a structure from a bus on the road right through to the Minister of Transport, and there's also a board in the mix as well. It's a very convoluted and complicated arrangement. So to get anything done just seems to take forever if you can ever get anything done. So yeah, members clearly have the feeling their safety just hasn't been taken so seriously, despite increasing level of violence. A case in point, we had a younger driver attacked with a fire extinguisher on a Sunday night a couple of weeks ago. He was down at a southern suburb there late at night. It's a two-way radio black spot, and had issues with there, and fire extinguisher was obtained and sprayed all over him, and it was just a terrible scenario.
The other statistic as well is that half of drivers are likely to resign from the job. So what are their concerns to even think about leaving the job?
Yeah, look, that was certainly another concerning statistic. Basically, we had 21% of declared themselves very likely to resign, 29% of said they are somewhat likely to resign, so 50%, that's half the workforce. So this comes back to primarily the antisocial activity that's going on, safety, in fact, because we did ask them what they believe are the main reasons for the high resignation rate of bus drivers. And safety was the top response there, with 76% labelled safety as one of the main reasons. That was followed very closely behind. 72% also nominated wages, very low wages for the responsibility of the job. My view is that's the case with bus drivers everywhere around the country.
Now, what would you like the state government to do to improve Metro's workplace across the state?
Well, basically, Metro needs more resources and the finance from government to support the resources. And most other operators around the country in suburban areas have public transport, have authorised offices. So we're looking for something down here that has a brings about a presence, a security presence out and about on our buses, certainly within known problem areas and on known problem routes. We, at the moment, the union expressed concern to Metro management that reminded them of the fact that they have a not just a duty of care, obviously, but a legal obligation to provide a safe workplace for employees. And we expressed our belief that they were not complying with that legal obligation.
It's great that you're asking the government to fix all these issues for the well-being of drivers. But also as a community, what would you like public transport users to do to not abuse drivers?
Well, look, that seems to be becoming a societal issue. You talk to people working, for example, supermarkets, and they cop considerable abuse. It's a huge issue everywhere in society. But look, I would just ask the travelling public out there to stop for a moment and consider what it might be like for the driver of the bus there and all his responsibilities and the fact he's responsible for people's lives on the bus, and just show a little bit of respect and be patient and just don't go abusing people. It's probably one of the more concerning results from the survey was the fact that 68% of our drivers have reported actually threatened, so 98% verbally abused, and that's shocking. But thought 68% have reported being threatened. I mean, that just takes it to a whole different level. So it just needs to stop.
That was Tasmanian Secretary of the Rail, Tram and Bus Union, Rick Bean.